You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Birkin teams.
Lawmakers have been debating a number of things, including how many tests children should take, the role of those tests in evaluation, hiring and firing teachers, as well as the role of federal money supporting charter schools. The AFT is also working with Congress to make sure the bill gives enough support to public schools that teach the poor. Randy Weingarten says the base of what No Child Left Behind provides is strong. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. It is 18 blustery degrees in Flemington, and all I can say about the weather for the next few days is, ladies and gentlemen, take my advice, pull down your pants, and slide on the ice. Tonight is mostly cloudy with a low of 2. It looks like we've gotten as warm as we're going to get for this afternoon. Friday is sunny with a high near 13, and then Saturday there is a chance of snow during the day, high of 32. Saturday night, the snow may change to some freezing rain and some sleet, but then Sunday the temperatures climb all the way to 41, and there's an 80% chance of some heavy rain.
Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Fetch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Friends annual book sale is on the horizon. We have information about volunteering, previews, and the sale itself. Check out our events calendar on our homepage, hclibrary.us, and check out, I said check out twice in the same sentence, oh my gosh. Okay, and check out the variety of movies, speakers, and concerts we are offering this winter. Jennifer always thought air was free until she bought a bag of potato chips. Digital magazines, ebooks, museum passes, and more. On the first day of Chinese New Year, welcome to the library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Gun Hu Fei Choi.
What does that mean?
Happy New Year.
Did you always know that? You looked it up for today?
No, I've known it. My husband took Chinese in high school. And that's the only thing, one of the only things he knew.
Okay, Chinese, I don't know what offer that is.
I don't know if they still do. They did. They did when I was there.
So is it the year of the ram or something?
Cheap ram, yeah.
Okay, because it's on the Google image. That's how we know. That's how I get my news, Jennifer, the Google image.
I know. And the other reason I know air is not free is, you ever go to a gas station to try to put air in your tire?
You try to get quarter or something?
Yeah.
What's a little more free? Oh, some of them do charge.
Some of them. I know where the free ones are.
This station,
is
free.
The one up just past where the old Central Plaza is free. Yeah, but Wawa, you killed. Run over.
That's a dangerous parking. So good morning. We apologize for not being available last Thursday.
We really apologize.
I was on my way down to Florida, and Jennifer's trip to New York was postponed because of the weather.
Yes.
So she decided just to stay home. What did you do instead?
We actually drove around Pennsylvania.
We thank Richard G for sitting in.
We really don't. And we thank Greg Randall.
And misinforming the public of certain things.
The library was open last Thursday.
So welcome. Okay, we'll make it up to you this week. Let's start with programming.
You're not even going
to
ask why I'm playing center field?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I am going to have a lot of Jennifer and I probably going to connect like we usually do. So Jennifer, you play center field by John Fogerty.
Correct.
Is it pitchers and catchers or something?
The Mets pitchers and catchers report today.
Today?
Today.
Exciting. And what is the outlook of the Mets season?
Yeah, let's move on.
Did they make any off-season deals or anything?
Nothing worthwhile.
No.
But they don't have somebody that the fans are going to hate apologizing for taking steroids.
You're not referring to Alex Rodriguez, are you?
Did you see the Daily News or the Post yesterday? No.
No, what did they say?
The back cover said we don't. There were letters from
this
fans.
This is an Alex Rodriguez-free zone, this radio show, that's enough of that.
It should be a Yankee-free zone, frankly.
Okay. Now that the Jeter's retired, maybe it is.
You missed last Wednesday night. You missed singer-comedian Jack McDade and cabaret singer AJ, and they brought a new piano player this time, Bob
Egan. Yes, that was the new piano player.
He is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He is really, really,
And where does he perform? Where can we see him? Is he local?
He plays a lot in New Hope in Bucks County.
Oh, we'll have to look him up.
He was really
awesome. I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
So we had a good crowd, I heard.
We did, almost 80 people.
Okay.
The lights did go out for 2 minutes.
Well, how did that happen?
I have no idea. But by the time I had rounded up the flashlights, they came back on.
Could that have been? Oh, no, the system was. We'll talk about that off.
No, it was. It had nothing. No, I thought about that. No, it was that. It was. Yeah, no. So,
okay, so
Jack is entertaining as always.
Funny jokes. You remember that Jack told?
No, but I remember a funny joke that on Friday Jack called me and he said, "Oh, I just wanted to thank you for Wednesday night." And I said, "Jack, you better be more specific. We're on speakerphone." yeah, Jack's jokes always are just on the edge.
Yeah, it's very old-fashioned, Henny Youngman-type humor.
So,
I wonder who Henny Youngman is.
No, he was really great, as always. And so was AJ, of course.
Okay, we have programs today. We have actually several programs today. We'll start with an afternoon concert at the Hunterdon County Library. Fred Miller will be singing and talking about Vernon Duke and Kurt Veal. Is it pronounced Veal, since it's German?
I would think so.
Two classically trained expatriates who reached their career peaks in American popular song. So Fred Miller, if you don't know, is a singer, pianist, narrator who picks a different topic every month and gives you all the history and sings the songs of these, of his, this is going to be terrible. I can feel it already. I can't form words, Jennifer. It's just going to be bad.
He picks a singer-songwriter and sings her. I don't even know how to say it. I can spell it. O-U-V-E-R-E, Orv, au revoir, Orv.
What are you talking about?
Their songbook. Body of work.
Heard of that word you're trying to describe. Okay, so that's today at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. We still have room, so we just want to stop and see what Fred Miller's all about. You are more than welcome.
And tonight at the North County branch, we have Carol Erickson singing from the Great American Songbook. She's a gifted storyteller with a sweet voice. She breathes new light into the Great American Songbook. She will perform with perform standards by such composers as Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, George and Ira Gershwin, and Hoagie Carmichael. And that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the North County Branch Library.
We have a program tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, so technically you could come for Fred and then just stay and read books or magazines, and then at 6 o'clock, Jennifer, we'll be showing the movie The Judge, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, which is up for some Academy Awards, which is this Sunday. So this is tonight, Thursday, February 19th at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. These programs, all the programs we talk about, are free and open to the public. It's a good way to come out of the cold. It's supposed to be bitterly cold tonight, Jennifer just reported. So remember, don't, if you're and I have oil heat. You have oil heat?
I have oil heat.
Don't turn those thermostats down tonight to save. You'd rather pay a little extra for your oil than frozen pipes. So keep those things going. It's supposed to be -4 tonight, which is unbelievable.
We have been turning it down, and then every morning at 4 o'clock, Brian would poke me and say, go turn the thermostat up. And I thought, well, I'm done doing this.
We have two zones, and one zone's over a slab, and it gets very cold.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope. So
you're lucky it's zoned, though.
Yes, I guess. So just a little tip from Jennifer. Don't turn that heat down too much tonight.
It was for me.
Jennifer will pay your extra heating bill just to save her pipes. That's the kind of woman Jennifer is.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, we talked about Carol Erickson.
With Gone Girl this Saturday afternoon, the premiere of the North County Branch Library's Academy Award-nominated films. Gone Girl at 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage.
And is that going to be a consistent thing with the North County Branch Library, movies?
They're going to have one a month.
Did you say you saw Gone Girl or no?
I did not, because it got such lousy reviews.
It did?
It did.
Oh. But the book was spectacular,
The book was really good. The movie is... And I hate to say it, nothing like the book, because I hate when people say, oh, I didn't like it because it wasn't like the book, but... It didn't have the same.
And quickly, before we go to the first commercial break, just installed yesterday and today in our main gallery is new track lighting, Jennifer, to help show off the artwork.
Yes.
Looks very good. Now we just got to get a display in there to show off.
That's right. And thanks to the friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Watercolor Society.
And the Hunterdon Watercolor Society with a generous donation. So... We have to thank them. I should make a little plaque for both of them.
I think so, yes.
To put into the gallery so everyone knows of their generous gift to the library.
We need to take down the Christmas lights, I think.
Think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to keep them up.
You can't. Well, then you have to fix them because
well, I have to fix
some
them,
of them
of
came down.
Yes. Should I take it down? It's your call. I'll take them down if you want.
Please. You can put them up for the gingerbread houses.
Yeah, but that's a pain in the neck. You think they just go up in 2 seconds, Jennifer? Those Christmas, that took me a long time.
I know.
Okay, let's go to our first break early.
Okay.
Is it early? What time is it?
It's 11:13. You want to finish? Well, I can finish up the programs for the week if you want.
Oh, I thought we did, but
no,
go ahead.
We didn't. Tuesday the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we are hosting, you thought the 300th anniversary was over. It's not. They're back. County historian Stephanie Stevens will be talking about her new book, Tillers of the Soil. The series this year will be on based on agriculture. So there will be a lot of...
I gleaned that from the title.
No, the whole year will be focusing on agriculture. And
really,
if
a whole year on agriculture. Because Hunterdon County, that's their main...
Correct. And actually, I booked
to them,
somebody...
Keep that entertaining.
I booked somebody in June to come talk about the history of agriculture in New Jersey and its inventions. And she was thrilled to learn that John Deere tractors were first made in in Hunterdon County.
Is that a fact, Jennifer?
It is. If it isn't, we're making it one. But if you'd rather put your hands...
Is John Deere from Hunterdon County?
That I do not know.
Is that or is that just a made-up name of the...
I don't know. I'll look into it for you. If you'd rather put your hands in the dirt than listen about it, you can go to the North County Branch Garden Club that evening at 7 p.m., starting seeds indoor with Master Gardener Connie Callis. And Connie has spoken at the Headquarters Library, and he's a very engaging speaker.
It's a him.
It's a he, yes, it is.
Is Connie a nickname for something else?
It might be Constantine, but I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know. And then on Wednesday night at the Headquarters Library, we have a new performer to our stable of performers, Nina Etcetera. Hotter Than a Pepper Sprout, featuring Nina Romano and Tim Smith. This program focuses on outstanding musical artists and includes songs by Johnny Cash, Elvis, the Carter Family, Billie Holiday, Jimmy Rogers, Lead Belly, Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, Peggy Lee, Gershwin, and many others.
Do you know where that term hotter than a pepper sprout comes from?
I don't. I want to say a Joni Mitchell song.
That Johnny Cash song. Johnny Cash and June Cash. Jackson. You ever hear that song?
No.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
I see.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
How about that? Well, I'm going. I'm going to the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. And I hear it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Oh, the music for my segment? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the music I'm talking about.
Okay. Now, I listened to the archive, by the way.
Yes.
And this music is always too loud.
All right, but I heard that listening live, it was not, all you could hear was not Danny Kaye. You did not just only hear Danny.
No, I listened to the archives, and I heard a lot of Danny Kaye.
No, but when listening live, it was fine. The volume was fine. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, yeah, that was, that's fine, but that's not.
All right, ask the question. This is a short song. Ask the question.
We can turn the song on. If this is true, I'm not going to go there today. Okay, Jennifer, today in history. Today is February 19th, 2015. What happened on this date? These are going to be hard questions. One of them is really easy, but the other one is hard because I just don't have the time or the desire to do this correctly today. Okay, Jennifer, in 1807. And I don't even know the answer to this because I don't have time left for that. Former Vice President of the United States Aaron Burr is arrested for treason.
Yes.
In Winfield, Alabama.
Yes.
And confined to Fort Stoddard. Why? I have no idea. I should know. I don't. Something about he has land in the Louisiana Purchase or something. I have no idea, Jennifer. Let's move on.
Plotting to annex Spanish territory in Louisiana and Mexico.
He was trying to? Great. This was like the biggest jerk in American history, right? Didn't he kill Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah.
Who was like, started the American banking system? And then treason for this? Why was this guy so, why, he was vice president?
In your point?
And everybody complained about Dan Quayle. Okay, 1859, on February 19th, Jennifer, Daniel E. Sickles, a New York congressman, is acquitted of murder on the grounds of what? Which was the first time this defense was successful in the United States.
Insanity.
Temporary insanity. That is correct, Jennifer. He was a noted antebellum New York politician. Sickles was involved in a number of public scandals, most notably the killing of his wife's lover. Now listen to this. Philip Barton Key II, son of Francis Scott Key.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
He was acquitted with the first use of temporary insanity as a legal defense in the U.S. history. So he must have caught his wife with Francis Scott Key's son. I'm guessing.
I wish I had a snappy comeback for that, but I don't.
Maybe you're a little off your game. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1878, what does Thomas Edison receive a patent for?
The phonograph.
Correct. Went with the most obvious one, and you pulled it off. 1942, Jennifer, on this date, World War II, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signs Executive Order 9066. What does that order allow the U.S. military to do?
Occupy Hawaii.
Incorrect. Relocate Japanese Americans to internment camps.
There's a new book coming out about that. I think we just got it in, even.
Okay.
About the Japanese. That was because it's a little. No, I don't remember the title. It's a little known piece of U.S.
It's
history.
Sad.
But I have to tell you a little
chapter.
Side note. You know when you get a holy card at a funeral, and it usually says like interment without the N? In my grandfather's card, it says internment. And I thought, what are they sending him to, a work camp?
A typo? There was a typo on
that? Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1945 on this date, 30,000 United States Marines land on the island of what?
Iwo Jima.
Correct. Very good.
Thank you.
And then finally, this isn't a question. It was a question, but I'm realizing now that in 1976, coincidentally on the same date, Executive Order 9066 was rescinded by Gerald R. Ford.
Took 34 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it just was there.
I think things just like slipped through the cracks.
I think it was just there in case they needed it, but then they realized it was, I don't know. Okay, Jennifer, finally, second half of our game, name recognition. I know these persons just by hearing their name. Okay. Let's see if you do. Okay. I only have six today. Okay, born today in 1916, Jennifer, Eddie Arcaro, also known as Banana Nose.
The comedian?
He was the greatest jockey in the country for a long time. He rode two Triple Crown winners, Citation and Whirl Away. One of the best jockeys of all time. Maybe the greatest jockey. Of all time.
Well, you had an unfair advantage to that.
He actually might have acted
a
little
bit.
He was that popular. I don't know. That's not my phone, Jennifer.
Oh, it's on? Something's buzzing.
Okay, Jennifer. Born today in 1924. Lee Marvin.
He was in Kapalu.
Correct. He won an Academy Award for that. Excellent. Also very well known for many war movies, including Dirty Dozen, I believe, was one.
Be glad I got Kapalu out.
That was good. Okay, born today on February 19th in 1940, Smokey Robinson.
He was the head lead singer of the Miracles.
Correct. Just give me one song they sang and I will mark it correct.
Just My Imagination.
I believe that is correct. Very good. Of the plethora of songs he had. Okay, Jennifer, 1955, born today, Jeff Daniels.
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in something recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Probably most famous right now for the Dumb and Dumber movies.
That's why
Jim
I don't
Carrey.
Know.
Okay. He was also in The Newsroom. That was a
That's
popular.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
Then he was in a lot of things. Terms of Endearment.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else. Okay, born today in 1959, Roger Goodell.
Don't know.
He's the current commissioner of the National Football League. Okay? And finally died today. I gave you one die because you
Thank
always
you.
Ask for someone who died on this date. In 1980, and there's a reason I brought this person up.
Okay.
Bond Scott.
Bond?
Bond. B-O-N.
Bond Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He was the original lead singer for AC/DC.
Huh.
He died in 1980 and was replaced by Brian Johnson. I only bring it up because when we were down, we took a tour of Sarasota Bay, and one of the mansions we passed was Brian Johnson's house.
How about that?
I think it's Johnson. Brian Johnson, yeah, he's the current lead singer.
They're doing a reunion tour this summer, or they're part of a
tour.
They're still
active, Jennifer. Well, that's today in history. What do you got for me over there?
I have something. You're going to make fun of me, but I found it utterly fascinating, and
we know
it's going to
our
happen.
Listeners on this show know that we find different things utterly fascinating.
And in the world today, when there's so much bad news,
so this is good.
It's good news. Princeton University alum died in November. He was 100 years old.
That's just great news, Jennifer. Thanks.
And he bequeathed the school his collection of 2,500 rare books, estimated worth $300 million.
Like, what kind of rare books?
He's
the
got
original Bible?
He's
what?
Got a 1455 Gutenberg Bible, an original printing of the Declaration of Independence, Shakespeare's first, second, third, fourth folios, an 1855 autographed speech by Lincoln. He also has...
It's like national treasure.
He also has dozens and dozens of manuscripts by Bach and Beethoven, Schubert.
Where did he get it all?
Here's the thing. And in the early part of the 20th century, he organized this group to play these lesser-known works of Bach that he had collected. His grandfather, William Tyler Scheide, began the collection in 1865. He was an oil tycoon, and at the age of 42, he decided he wanted to stop working, retire. He had enough money, buy books, and read them, which sounds wonderful to me. And he had a house in Titusville, Pennsylvania, and he built this library. And then his son John was a member of the class of 1896. I guess John built the library. And then John's son William Hurd continued to acquire more books around 1954. The library was actually moved to the Princeton University Library Firestone after his mother's death. And it was recreated just like it was in Titusville. And now the collection has been open all these years.
So
for
you
scholars.
Can view all these things?
Well, you have to get permission if you're not a university student.
Okay.
To get into you can go, there's galleries on the main floor of Firestone, and you can go in and look at them, but then you just can't get past the gates, and like, you just look and you know there's tons of good things back there, and you really want to get back there. And that's probably the biggest mistake I made in library school. I had a chance to go to Firestone to walk around and touch, and I didn't do
right.
it.
Right. Another interesting thing that brings us up, that J.D. Salinger, did you know this? Princeton has an original short story that he wrote that it can only be viewed. You have to go in the library, look at it. You're not allowed to take pictures. Somehow somebody actually pulled off taking it got out there. Like, it's completely private. It's called Deep Blue Ocean, something along that vein. And it came out. Somehow somebody had gotten a copy of it or something
oh,
like
wow.
that, which was impossible.
I have to look for this now.
Yeah.
Because I think it's HarperCollins, is planning on publishing the new Harper Lee book in July.
I thought there was a controversy that Harper Lee didn't write To Kill a Mockingbird.
There is.
Truman Capote
may have written it. This is part of probably the reason why. This is the novel she wrote first, and it's about a scout who's in her 20s. And this, as the story goes, the publishers rejected it and said, "Well, how about you write it if Scout was a child?" And then, so this first manuscript is being released. But this is another reason why they think she did not write the first one.
Well, because it's nothing. It's terrible compared to. It's just not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Is Harper Lee alive?
Purportedly, yes. But you know how Salinger was so reclusive, and nobody was sure he died until, you know, is he alive or dead?
Look at you getting me talking about books. That's tricky of you.
You like that? Very clever. Wiley.
So can the public see this stuff?
The
now?
Public cannot see this at this time. You can apply, like a scholar could apply to the university to go view the books.
That's ridiculous. So what's the good news then?
Because all these things are going to continue to be preserved.
Right, but who cares? We can't see them.
I imagine they will do. And the owner, Mr. Scheide, wanted people to touch them, which is amazing, because I don't want anybody to touch my books, and they're not half as...
What is your most prized book that you own?
Valuable or the
Both.
One that means... I don't know valuable. I have the oldest book I have, I actually just bought last month. It's Books Are Windows, and it was written in 1912.
And that's your most valuable?
No, that's my oldest book. I don't think it's my most valuable. My husband has a large collection of books on orders and decorations, and some of those are very rare. So they're
okay.
expensive just
your
from rarity.
Your favorite book then, Jennifer?
My favorite book.
That you own, your prized possession. You have to. You're being shipped off to the moon, and you can take one book with you.
Oh my gosh, that is so horrible. Why am I going to the moon? I can't just take one book.
To start a repopulation of the moon.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen with me. You know that.
A repopulation, like if it was ever populated. What the heck am I talking about?
Right now, the book I am reading, I keep going to when I just need to read for a few minutes, is it's a book about Caroline Ingalls. For a while in the 90s, different authors... One author wrote a series about Rose Wilder Lane, Lord Ingalls' daughter, in the style of Little House on the Prairie. And then somebody wrote one on her mother, Caroline, and somebody started one on her grandmother, Charlotte, and her grandmother before her, Martha. And I keep reading Little City by the Lake, where Caroline goes to boarding school in Milwaukee.
So it's a prequel to Little House on the Prairie?
Sort of. You know, it's written in the tradition of...
Caroline Ingalls... Meet Charles. What's Caroline Ingalls' maiden name?
Quiner.
Okay. You knew that a little too quick. Okay. And then how did she meet Charles Ingalls?
Their families live near each other near Pepin, Wisconsin, or Brookfield.
There's a whole Little House on the Prairie world, isn't there? Like Middle Earth from Tolkien?
Kind of. And in November, the South Dakota Historical Society, where the Ingalls' last home was in DeSmet, published this book called Pioneer Girl, the Annotated Biography. And Pioneer Girl was a book Laura originally wrote about her history. Then and the publisher said, well, maybe it would work better as a children's story. And then her daughter, Rose, helped her rewrite it. But the Historical Society published 15,000 copies of this book. Over 100,000 have sold. There are 30,000 books backordered at Amazon. One of them is mine. It's nearly impossible to get a copy hold of this.
So what other, besides, because there's obviously this is popular, is there anything on TV today that is similar to some childhood memoirs made into a show? Obviously, Earl Hanner and the Waltons back at the same time was wildly popular. Why are people still doing that about childhood memoirs?
I don't think so. They
about families and growing up in a special time and place? That doesn't happen anywhere.
No,
there
really
must be other ones.
They
though.
Do dystopian a lot. You know, there was Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, which was sort of along those lines.
That was her memoirs.
They weren't memoirs. Christy, that was based on a novel, which was based on real, you know, a true teacher going to Appalachia.
Look that up. Because, I mean, those two shows were wildly popular for a long time. Basically the same thing as somebody writing about his childhood. And one in the Blue Ridge Mountains, one in the Midwest, or wherever. Walnut Grove, what state was it? Minnesota.
You should write about your childhood in Middletown.
Down by the Jersey Shore. Maybe I will. And I'll narrate it like Earl Hanner did.
I always thought that area would make a wonderful setting for...
Well, we still have our book about the twin girls with the dog.
And one of them disappears.
One of them disappears, and the other girl has to try to solve what happened to her. We realize that she's a time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's brilliant. I really do.
I do also.
We're hitting a lot of target audiences right there.
There you go. Do you want to read? We don't have to do the news anymore at the bottom of the hour.
We don't? All right, let me give you a quick look at the weather then, one more time, Jennifer. Today and tomorrow, and especially tonight and tomorrow night, a cold weather advisory. Everybody, take this seriously, especially with concerns to your pipes. So today, right now, it's 19 degrees, but tonight it's going to get down to -4. And that's not wind chill, Jennifer. That's
-4.
No,
it's on the thermometer.
Yes. So it's very dangerous. So just be very careful. Don't turn your heat down tonight too low. I'm talking to my wife, who's not listening probably. But so -4 overnight tonight, and then tomorrow temperature gets up to 18 during the day, but then back down to -1 overnight on Friday. So both nights, just respect the weather, respect Mother Nature. We'll get out of this pretty soon. We're in mid-February. Saturday temperatures rise into the mid-30s, and that's probably going to feel like it's 80 degrees after. -1, Jennifer. It's all relative. Maybe a p.m. snow shower, and then Sunday expect some rain, but temperatures in the upper 30s. And then Monday, we're back down into the 20s with overnights in the single digits. So February is just having its way with us so far. Hopefully in early spring, but I doubt it.
Staten Island Chuck said yes. And
Red Hawks don't know anything.
Puxatawny Phil said no.
The squirrels are the ones that really know.
Well, we're not having
that
early.
Not talking.
No. Oh, they've been running around like crazy.
Here's my weather forecast. And it's been March is going to be bad. Probably not much snow, but we're going to get polar vortexes and all that stuff. April, you think it's going to start getting warm? Don't count on it.
I don't think
it's going to be those raw days. April, just write it off.
And it's going to be muddy.
Yes. Early May, you'll start getting inconsistently nice days worked in there. And then by mid to late May. So mid-May, don't expect anything.
Is this from the Farmer's Almanac?
This is from living in New Jersey my entire life.
Okay.
And when I was a little boy, spring was very nice in New Jersey, but for the last 35 years, it has not been.
I remember being in fourth...
But we get rewarded on the other end, because fall is beautiful in New Jersey.
I was in fourth grade, and it was the first day of spring, and the teacher said, now, you don't go out and take your coats right off. And we went out, and we took our coats off, because it was warm. Mid-March. Not anymore.
We'll get some days here and there. It's all... It's part of living in New Jersey.
Sure.
Though it used to be a lot better, because it was never extreme. We never got extreme weather of any kind. Now we seem to be getting quite a lot of it.
Indeed.
And that's my weather report for today. Went on a little longer than I expected. Okay, Jennifer, let's talk about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. I have information about their book preview.
Okay.
That I just printed out. So the book sale this year is is May 2nd and 3rd. It's traditionally in April. This year the book sale's in May. Let's make that point right off the top.
May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Monday morning has been added.
Okay. But on Friday, May 1st, they have a special book sale preview from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Grange Building at South County Park in Lambertville. Okay, Jennifer, this preview sale is only limited to 60 members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Tickets are $60, which is a donation that goes toward the Friends Scholarship Fund. So it's a good cause. So I want to ask you, why is it worth paying $60?
All right, but there's a catch this year.
There's a catch?
They will not accept payments for the preview sale before March 7th.
Before?
Correct.
Why is that?
I don't know why, but they used to get them, I think, on January 1st.
Okay, so giving everybody a level playing field.
Correct.
To get in on this thing. Okay, and if you're not a friend of the Hunterdon County Library, you can very simply become one. How, Jennifer?
After March 6th, you can go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the Friends. And
you can't become a friend of the member right now?
No, you cannot. Your current membership is good till the 28th of February. They're not starting...
Really? So they're being sticklers about this.
I was going to say rigid, but yes.
Okay.
And then you just fill out a Friends membership form. I believe it has gone up this year, the membership fee.
I think it's gone up like a buck or two.
I think it's gone up to $15 for a family from 10.
From 10? Okay.
I think still.
Still a bargain.
It still is.
For a whole family? Doesn't matter if you're the Waltons, it still costs $15?
Correct. And you would get cards for as many people as you need. So that because on the day of the book sale, to get in at 8 o'clock, you need to be a friend of the library. So if, you and Lori and Kara wanted to go, you would each get a card. But why do you want to pay the $60?
Yes.
That was the question. Because there will only be 60 people in that huge building looking at books. You won't have to fight and elbow your way in.
You have first
choice on all the books. I think the biggest reason is because you're not fighting for space. And you can go through it at a leisurely pace. You can park your books.
They should have, refreshments for you that day. Do they?
No.
They should offer you, coffee or something.
Coffee and books don't. Somebody would knock it over, guaranteed.
Oh, come on. Books are indestructible. Okay, then the Friends book sale proper, Jennifer. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Jennifer, on Saturday, there's an 8 to 10 pre-entry for members only. Then the general public is welcomed from 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 3. Sunday is also half-price day where all the books are half-price. I didn't think I needed to spell that out. I think that was self-explanatory.
I think so.
And the Monday 9 to 12, the hours, and it's a bag sale. Which means what, Jennifer? Fill a bag for one price?
It says more info available in April, but that's generally what it is.
So you get a bag, whatever you can fit in it, you pay $10.
That's generally.
Or $1. Mm-hmm. What?
Usually that's what it is.
Okay.
But.
Let's see what else. Donations. If you want to donate books, we have two book drives. Saturday, April 25th. And the book drives are at the South County Park Fairgrounds. There'll be plenty of signs. So if you know where the fairgrounds are, just get in the general vicinity and the signs will bring you in. Saturday, April 25th from 9 to 3 and Sunday, April 26th from 11 to 3. So if you have a lot of books, load them in your car. You don't, and then we'll take care of the rest when you get there. There'll be somebody there to unload your car for you. You can just sit there listening to PBS or whatever. What's the rated PBS version on the radio?
NPR.
That's what I was trying to think of, Jennifer.
Or if you have your iPhone, you can listen to the library show.
Classic rock or... We're not on... Oh, an archive?
An archive.
Okay, and if you're looking to donate books, here's what they accept. Hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CDs, please no books on tapes, and CDs and sheet music. That's what they accept. And only what they accept, Jennifer.
Correct.
And then if you have small donations that you want to... bring to us between the dates of April 16th and 24th. That's April 16th and 24th. You can drop off small donations at any of the county libraries.
And bear in mind, you can always bring a small bag of donations to the headquarters or North County Branch Library, and we will accept them. If for some reason you cannot wait until April, we will accept them. And we need to thank the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, who have waived the South County Park fee for the Friends.
Oh, very nice.
They did that Tuesday evening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, that was really great of them. So, and it's really good that the Friends are setting up, are going to be able to sort and set up in the same location.
Place.
Yeah. And they'll be able to have the tables set up. You know, at the Armory, they had to box things and move things around. So this should be a really good situation for them. How about we do our last commercial break? And I have a couple of things for you.
Very good.
Okay. How's that?
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the library show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. We have 13 minutes before Jim Gano will come in to take care of some business.
Just on a side note, we can take care of that tomorrow, Jennifer.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
Okay, what do you got?
What do I got? I was walking around the lobby Wednesday night while we were waiting for Jack to start.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some community information racks in the front, which really need to be reorganized. But that's
I know how we're going to do it.
Oh, excellent. We'll do that tomorrow, too. And we have some bookmarks, New Jersey Fun Facts, that were provided by visitnj.org. So I have 10 questions to ask you about your home state.
Okay.
You're a born and bred Jersey boy, Jim Thatch. What is the official state fruit?
The state fruit? Would it be a cranberry?
It would not, Jim Thatch.
Would it be a...
You're close.
A blueberry?
A blueberry.
Is it?
It is. Actually, there's 11 questions. The state seal was designed in 1777.
Mm-hmm.
And what two things does it symbolize? There's two women on there.
There are two, and I can picture that. What do they symbolize?
Mm-hmm.
Fertility and... What's so funny about that?
Nothing.
That was a serious answer.
That's good.
Because the earth is fertile. It's the garden state. Okay, what do they represent?
Liberty and prosperity. Good job, Jim Thatch. Who chose the colors of the state flag?
One of them shouldn't have said been for... Who chose the colors of the
in
state flag?
In 1779, during the Revolutionary War.
Betsy Ross.
George Washington. What became the state insect in 1974?
The cicada.
The honeybee.
The honeybee?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. I'm glad.
The state bird is?
The goldfinch.
American
the eastern goldfinch.
Goldfinch. American goldfinch.
Oh, I thought it was the eastern.
What is the state animal?
The horse.
The horse.
Yes, I knew that one.
Do you know the official state tree?
Dogwood.
No. Something there aren't a whole lot of up in Hunterdon County.
Aren't a lot of? Pine trees.
Red oak.
Red oaks? Why don't we have red oaks in Hunterdon
County? I don't know. I find them few and far between.
How do I know what a red oak looks like?
The pin leaf.
Pin oaks?
Yeah.
That's a red oak?
They have the same kind of leaf, and they drop acorns.
There's tons of acorns in Hunterdon County. Are you kidding
Not
me?
Not in Raritan Township. What is,
yes,
the state, what is the state flower? If you paid attention 2 weeks ago, you know.
Violet.
The violet. Should we play Frank Sinatra again?
No.
Do you know what the official state fish is since 1992?
Since 1992, the state fish would be the striped bass.
Brook trout.
A brook trout, okay.
Do you know we have a state shell?
No.
It is a knobbed whelk.
A state shell.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
And we have a state dinosaur.
Yeah, the Hadrosaurus.
Very good, Jim Thatch.
We got found in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Look at you.
See? I'm not that obtuse. Okay, we have a little time left. I need to talk about the art show. I wish we had time for trivia. I don't know. I'm in the mood, but we'll go on. Okay, the Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Jennifer, we added sale to the title this year. It's going to be Saturday, June 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a rain date of Saturday, June 20th. There's cash prizes this year. I think there's cash prizes last year.
There's always cash prizes.
But large cash prizes. So right now, I'm just looking for people that want to enter the show, Jennifer. We need artists. It's open to residents of Hunterdon County. There's nominal entry fees. And what you do is you get a section of snow fence if you're an artist interested, and you can hear my voice right now. Get a section of snow fence, bring as much work as you can fit on that snow fence. You can sell it. You can just display it. You pick two pieces that will be judged, political judges, and you might win best in show. We only accept the first 75 artists, so please register early if you're very intent on entering the show. We had over 60 artists last year. The entry deadline is Friday, June 6th. The entry forms are available. Are they on the webpage yet?
Don't know.
Starting March 1st, actually. I think the entry forms are on the webpage. Unless they are on there right now,
I'm
Jennifer.
I think it's kind of... Keep talking.
Okay. If you're listening to me and you want an entry form and they're not on the webpage, Jennifer, email this radio show at...
jtandthebookworm@gmail.com.
And just give me your email address and I will send you a PDF of the entry form. So what else did I miss? So it's a great day. Even if you just want to, you're not an artist, you want to come see the work and maybe buy something for your living room, something above your couch, or just see the great local artists that we have in Hunterdon County. Once again, the data center on June 13th. We'll have music provided by Acoustic Road, a great local band that plays classic rock and a lot of... Okay, what's the matter, Jennifer?
The web page isn't loading.
The web page isn't loading?
It's taking forever. I'm sure it's them, not it. It's
weather-related, Jennifer.
You know, I called my mother yesterday, and they were having trouble with their cell phone. She goes, it's sunspots. blame everything on sunspots.
Okay, Jennifer, so Acoustic Road provides music. We'll have food. Not sure where the concessions will be at. We're going to have something for you to eat, or you can bring your own picnic lunch in a chair and just relax under the grove of trees amongst the art and just take in all that
nice
culture. We also will be having demonstrations by the Hunter and Watercolor Society that will be demonstrating their work, and you can talk to them. They're a bunch of great people. As I mentioned earlier, they donated lights to our gallery. So this is all on Saturday, June 13th, so save the date. If you're an artist or just an art lover, June 13th, the Hunter County Library will be the place to be.
And on May 16th, we have another save the date for you. We're going to have the first Hunter County Comic Fest, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunter County Library.
Did you change
Library
the name to Comic Fest?
We did.
Oh, awesome.
You like that better?
Great job. I agree 100%.
Oh, really, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Comic Con was killing me.
Okay. Why didn't you say something?
I did say something. I believe I said it on this show. Check the archives. How Comic-Con was hard to say.
All right, well, it's going to be Comic Fest.
Okay.
It's a working title right now. It's going to be sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Book Garden of Frenchtown. And I will say Carolyn Shute of, I think Shute's her last name, of the Book Garden is going great guns. She's got us all organized.
Carolyn Shute is going great guns?
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Clever, Jennifer. That's not the term anyway. What is it? Going full? No. What is the term?
Full steam ahead. I think great guns.
Great guns? Maybe you're right. I don't know.
But we're going to have some illustrators and some authors. And we talked about having paper and markers out for people who come to draw their own comic strip. Mm-hmm. And then she suggested putting up long strips of paper and doing, you know, like, one big mural. Which
so what day of the week is this?
It's a Saturday, May 16th. We're going to have it indoor and outdoors if we are able.
That sounds good. May 16th. So that should be a good chance of being okay.
I think so.
April 16th? I said no.
No, chance. No April 16th.
Okay, Jennifer, let me just, since we have a little time, bring up New Jersey Makers Day, which we're having on March 21st, which obviously would be indoors. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the North County and the South County Branch Libraries. Come and enjoy the fun. The Makers Movement is coming. Do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics fans are leading this movement of interactive, creative, and inventing. That's just a terrible sentence, Jennifer. So are you an artist, an inventor, a robotics fan, or a craftsman? And do you enjoy demonstrating your projects and teaching others? Join us and share your artistic activity by demonstrating and letting others participate in the making. Complete the application, which you can find on our webpage, hclibrary.us. It's right on the homepage. Just look for the Makers Day link. Click on that, and the entry form will come out. Print it out, fill it out, and drop it off to us. If you have any questions, call Sandy Janicek at 908-730-6135, and she will answer any question you have. And I don't know Sandy Janicek. Is she motivational? If someone calls, will she really?
Yes, she will. She's very interested in this.
Okay,
in spite of her run-on sentences. Also, this last Sunday, it's Democrat, Below the Fold, there was an article about author Marion Bear. She's a breast cancer survivor. And she's compiled a book and published a book, Surviving Cancer, Our Voice and Voices and Choices. It's a collaboration of stories and artwork that she's compiled by cancer survivors. And she's gotten a lot of testimony from doctors and a lot of support from the community. But what the article did not mention is that Marion will be at the headquarters library on March 14th.
Nice.
A book signing and a talk, and she will have Megan McQuarrie, the executive director and founder of the Elixir Foundation, and Amanda Medina from the Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center to talk with us also. And we have this book in our collection. And she's just this energetic woman who gets things done. And so if you read the article,
Is this on our webpage yet?
It is, but I sent you a new flyer.
Okay.
Tidy up a little bit.
You don't like the old flyer, why not?
I love the old flyer, they did it, but they sent it in a PDF form before all the speakers were set up.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's kind of crooked. And also,
that's more work for me.
More work for No, I did it. You just need to straighten it out a little bit. And I also wanted to put on there, like, as seen in the Huntington County Democrat or something.
Why?
So that, because the Democrat didn't say they were coming here.
Oh, then why are you promoting the Democrat then if you're not happy with them?
I'm delighted with the Democrat. I'm thrilled with the Democrat.
Democrat is that the only paper in Huntington County? The only subscription paper?
It's the Huntington Review. Yeah, the Huntington Review is published on Wednesdays.
Okay, and that's something that you can pay a subscription for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And then there's Today in Huntington, which is like the offshoot of the Review, and The Observer, the offshoot of the Democrat.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, why don't we wrap it up?
All right. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The three-day White House summit on violent extremism is ending today. The focus has been on bringing communities together, embracing immigrants, and trying to stop youth from becoming radicalized online. But President Obama is coming under fire for not linking terrorism to Islam, according to New York Representative Peter King, who spoke to Fox News and said the administration wants to paint Muslims as the victims.
This false narrative of victimhood, that Muslims are being persecuted in this country, that they have legitimate grievances, this is all nonsense. Our enemy is ISIS, is Islamic terrorism.
In an op-ed, Obama said the world is at fault for not offering today's youth something better. But this morning, he said conflict needs to end overseas.
When necessary, the United States will continue to take action against al-Qaeda affiliates in places like Yemen and Somalia. We will continue to work with partners to help them build up their security forces so that they can prevent ungoverned spaces where terrorists find safe haven.
This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Iraq's ambassador to the UN has asked for an investigation into reports that Islamic terrorists are using money made from harvesting organs as a way to finance operations.
That request came from Ambassador Mohammed Al-Hakim, who said bodies with surgical incisions and missing organs have been found in chattel mass graves.
Crimes of genocide, without even mentioning the traffic of human organs and the theft and trafficking of archaeological items and oil.
He added the terrorists have access to airports in Mosul and in the Syrian city of Aleppo, from which they could transport the organs to others around the world. I'm John Clemens.
Rebel fighters in Debaltseve, a city in eastern Ukraine, appear to be in control of the town a day after Ukrainian forces began withdrawing. Meanwhile, an EU official says they will monitor the supposed ceasefire by satellite, but have not decided whether to send in troops.